Thank you very much for coming. We're up to Nida, Daf Chaf Gimel. And actually, a major topic today is the issues of Gzeirah Shavah, different types of Gzeirah Shavos. Again, Gzeirah Shavah is when you have the same word in two different contexts. So that connects those two sections to each other and enables you to learn one from the other. The Mishnah had said, Hamapeles min behema chaya v'of, a woman who's pregnant, and then her pregnancy ends, and what comes out of her looks like an animal, domesticated or wild or a bird, whether non-kosher or kosher. According to Rabbi Meir, if the animal is a male, she now has all the tumah of a male, 7 days, and then 33 days of tahara. If the animal is a female, she has the tumah of having given birth to a girl, 14 days and 66 days of tahara. And the Chacham say no, kol she'ein bo mitzuras adam ein ovlad. If it doesn't have the shape of a person, it's not a child, it's not considered a birth, and she doesn't have tumas leida. So let's start again from the two dots. On all the way up on Chaf Beis Amid Beis. Hamapeles kimin behema. Rabbi Meir says male is male, female is female. Chacham say no, if it's not human form, it's not a birth. Rabbi Yehuda is the name of Shmuel. My time is Rabbi Meir. What's the reason Rabbi Meir that the woman who gives birth to an animal is also considered to have given birth? The answer is it's based on language. Hoel v'nemra bo yitzira ka'adam. Since it says about the animal, the word yitzira, like with a person, by yitzir Hashem Elokim in Adama. So since it says yitzira, therefore it's like Adam. With Adam it says yitzira, with animals it says yitzira. So here we have a gzeira shev, we have a linkage, and therefore both are considered birth. So if so, if that's the case, if a woman is pregnant and out of her comes like something which looks like some type of a sea creature, the mother also should be tamei as birth. With the sea creatures also it says yitzira. Shenemar it says v'yirelokim asatanim nimagdolim. So that's not actually yitzira, it's actually the word bria. And God created the big taninim. I'm just the answer in the yeshiva. Done yitzira mi yitzira. You'd rather derive adam, where it says with him, the word yitzira, from animal, where it says yitzira. Vein done in bria mi yitzira. We can't derive taninim, the sea creatures, where it says bria, from Adam, where it says yitzira. Mar says, really, why not? My nafkamina. Is there really a difference between the two? There's a famous brisa from Rabbi Shmuel that one time it says v'shava koin, the coin will return. The other time it says uva koin, and that enables a gzeira shava, because zui shiva zui via, returning is the same thing as coming. So the same thing, bria is the same thing as yitzira. So there should be a gzeira shava. Oh, and furthermore, why do you say that Bria said in regards to Taninim? But with Adam it says Yitzira. It says Bria with regards to Adam too. Oh, and another question. Nigmar Bria, mi Bria. We can learn Gzeira Sheva, Bria from Bria. Dechsev, because it says in regards to man. Vayivra Elokim es Adam etzalmo. And God created man in his image. It says Vayivra, not Vayitzer. I mean, the answer in Yeshiva. Vayivra Legufe. That Vayivra is needed to tell us that man was created. Vayitzer, but where it says Vayitzer in regards to Adam, it says in regards to Adam, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim in Adam, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam min ha'adama, afar min ha'adama. That was extra. Done Yitzir mi Yitzira. So that's where we learn Gzeira Shava, Yitzira from animals to Yitzira from Adam. Yitzira of Adam was extra. Adrab, one second, the opposite. Vayitzer legufei. Why don't you say that the word Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min ha'adama, that was to tell us that man was created by God. That's needed for itself. And Vayivra, the word Vayivra would be, lafni, would be extra. And then done in Bria mi Bria. Then you learn Gzeira Shava Bria from Bria. And say that the woman who gives birth to Taninim is the woman who has Tumas Leda, the impurity of having had a child. Right, so the answer is, Ela Vayitzer mufni mishnei tzadim. The word Vayitzer is extra in both places. It's extra both in regards to Adam and in regards to animals. Mufna gabi Adam, umufna gabi behema. But Vayivra gabi Adam mufna. Vayivra, you could make it extra with Adam. But in regards to the sea creatures, it's not extra, because we do need it to tell us at all the very point that God made the sea creatures. Says the Gemara, "My mufna gabi behema." Why are you saying that vayitzer is extra in regards to the animals? Because we have another pasuk that said vayas elukim eschayas haaretz, God made the wild animals of the earth, and then you have another verse vayitzer elukim min adama kol chayas hasadeh. So why do you need the second verse of vayitzer that God created from the earth all the wild creatures? We already had the verse of vayas elukim that God made all the creatures. But if that's the case, then the word vayivra in regards to the sea creatures is also extra. Because it says, God made all the crawlers. And then you have the other verse. So the Gemara says, no. The crawlers are diabasha, are only of the dry land. We don't have a verse for the creation of the sea creatures. So the Gemara now asks, all right, so what? So the Yitzer is extra in two places, both with regards to man and regards to the animals. Vayivra is extra in regards to man, possibly, if you say Vayitzer is needed to tell me the concept. But it wouldn't be extra in regards to the sea creatures. So what? My nafkamina be mufna mitzarecha lemufna mishnet stadim. And what's the difference between something which is extra only on one side or extra on both sides? And so the Gemara nafkamina, I'll tell you the difference. Dam Rav Yudah Mar Shmuel, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Rav Yudah said the name of Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Shmuel. Kol gzeira shava shein mufna kol ikar. Whenever you have a gzeira shava and nothing is extra, ein lemeidim amen, then you can't learn it at all. Mufna mitzad echad, if it's extra on one side of the two sides, Rabbi Shmuel lemeidim amen moshivin. Now you have an argument. According to Rabbi Shmuel, you can learn it and you can't ask questions. Rabbanan dom lemeidim moshivin. Rabbanan say you can learn it, but you can challenge it. Mufna mishneit stadim, only if it's extra on both sides. Divriyakol, then everybody agrees the maiden, you can learn it. Ein meshivin, and you can't ask any questions on it.
Rabbi, what is the relationship here between nida and animals? I don't understand why they bring up animals. For what?
Birth. We know that there's a tumah of birth, Parsha Tazria.
Okay.
Isha ki Tazria v'yalda zachar v'tamah shevat yamin. If a man gave birth to an animal.
Something looks like an animal.
A woman gave birth to an animal.
I mean, has it happened? I've never heard.
No,
of
the Gemara is going to ask that. The Gemara is going to say it never happened, but it could happen.
Oh, right, but the presumption is an animal, not something that looks like an animal.
Looks like an animal. Yeah.
Looks like an animal, not an animal. All
right. But maybe it's treated like an animal. We're going to see that's today's topic.
Has the shape of an animal?
Shape of an animal, yeah.
He's a woman.
A woman, yeah.
We've had fish. Yeah, we've had fish.
Some kind of kid. Some good looking
another
kid.
Wow. So the Gemara is going to ask today the question, if a woman gives birth to a female dog, and somebody then gives to the father Kesef Kiddushin to marry that dog, is that his wife? Maybe. Maybe it's a human.
It's coming back in vogue. People say, I want to be a dog.
Dogs can sit at restaurants.
Yeah.
Personhood, right? There was like a whole story with personhood with
I saw in Scandinavia
animals.
That they don't have to do any alterations, and they can declare I want to be a woman or man without alterations.
Without alterations. Wow, amazing.
Just go walk in and say, you know,
I'm a woman now.
A woman now.
And then they were a woman in Scandinavia.
Mashiach is coming. Period.
Amazing.
Okay, so this now the Gemara now asks. Now, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who said that you could learn, even if it's only extra on one side, you learn the Gzeira Shav and you can't ask questions. So then, what's the difference between something which is extra on one side or extra on both sides? Answers the Gemara in Av Kamina, the difference would be if you had a choice between something which is extra on one side or another choice of Mufn Mishneit Stadim, something else was extra on both sides. We leave the option of being extra on one side and we learn the Gzeira Shava of where it was extra on both sides. And now we have the answer. Right? So this is why Hashem made the Gzeira Shava of Adam to animal extra words on both sides. Vayitzer is extra on both sides. That we don't learn from the situation where it was only extra on one side. From Vayivra, where it's extra for one, but not extra for both. And if we don't learn Adam to see creatures. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, taught it in the name of Rav Elazar Lekula. To be more lenient. He said like this, if neither word is extra, and we want to make a gzeira shava between the two words, the maiden, you can learn one topic from the other, but if there's a question, you would disprove the derivation. If on one side it's extra, according to Bishmael, you learn it, but you don't ask any questions, as we just said. But only according to the Rabbanan, you can learn it and you can challenge it. And if you challenge it, it's thrown out. If it's extra on both sides, and again, everybody agrees, everybody agrees, you learn it and you can't challenge it with any questions. This is Rav Acha's view. The name of Rav Elazar. Asks the Gemara, now according to the Rabbanan, you say that if it's Mufna Mitzad Echad, then you can learn it, but if you have a good question, you can disprove it. Now, my ikas, now what would the difference be? Bein mufna mitzad echad. So in a case where the word is extra on one side, l'sheina mufna kol ikar, to a case where it's not extra at all, neither sides are extra. And we said when neither sides are extra, we said you can learn it. Also, and if you have good questions, you can throw it out with a good question. So when I said, what's the difference? Nafkamina, the difference would be, eichad mishkachas lab mufna mitzad echad v'sheina mufna kol ikar. When you have a word for gzeira shava, you could either derive it and it won't be extra on either side, or it'll be extra on one side. So then we do the following. V'lav l'hayis le'pircha, v'lav l'hayis le'pircha. Even if both of them don't have a question to disprove them, shavkinan she'ena mufna kol ikar, we would leave the option where neither word is extra. And we would choose to use the option where at least one of the words is extra. So now the Gemara says, we said, Vayitzer is extra with Adam, Vayitzer is extra with Behema, to say that it's extra on both sides. We don't want to say Bria to Adam, because Bria is not extra on both sides. So what's the question? Right? What would be the big question for why we don't want to only have it extra on one side? The answer is Mishnah Deikol Mifra, because we could ask the following question. How can you say that a man is like a creature? Mala Adam Shekin Metam Michayim. A man, if he's born from a woman's womb, it makes sense that he'd create Tumas later. Because in man, there's a great stringency of Tumah. A human being who's alive, who touches a dead animal, who touches a dead person, who touches a dead sheret, becomes tame. If you have an animal, if you have a dog that touches a dead sheret, there is no tumah. So, since creatures don't have a tumah during their own lifetime, they have less tumah. So they never say, if they have less tumah, if they are born out of a woman, they also shouldn't create tumah. So, there's a good question on this gzeira shava. That's why only when we have two words being extra, then we can create the gzeira shava. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir, who says that a woman who gives birth to something which looks like an animal, she has the impurity of a birther, of a woman who gave birth? Since in regards to the animals, Hashem says the word Vayitzer, same verb, as he uses to describe forming man. Amar le Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Ami said, Elamayata. Now, if this is the case, that it's based on the Gzeira Shava from the word Vayitzer, Hamapeles Demus Har. A woman who's pregnant, and she discharges something that looks like a mountain. Imo Tzmei Aleda. The mother should be Tamei for having given birth. Shenamar, because it says in the Navi, Ki Hine Yotzer Haremu Vorei Ruach. For behold, God is the Yotzer of Harim, the Yotzer of mountains, and Borei, the creator of wind. Amar Lei, Sir Priya said back to Ami, the question that I think Baruch was asking before, Har Kamapeles, Does a woman ever give birth to a mountain? Mountain's too big to come out of a woman's stomach. Ever needs to come up Pella. She can give birth to some tissue that might look like a stone. A stone is not called har anymore. Ahu gushikri, that's called gush, just a clump. And a clump certainly is never described as vayitzer or vayivra, so that would not be a leida, that would not be a birth to create the impurity of a birthing mother. Elameyat, again, if Rabbi Meir's logic is because the Torah used the word vayitzer in regards to making the animals, hamapelas ruach te'imo t'mei leida, a woman who's pregnant and then she discharges wind, should also be tamei as having given birth. Because about the wind in that same verse, it also uses this verb of creation. As it says, Yotzer Harim, God forms the mountains, Uborei Ruach, and He creates wind. If you're going to tell me, listen, Lo Mufna, but that word Borei is not extra. Yotzer Harim Viruach. Since it could have said, Yotzer Harim Uvaruach, who forms the mountains and wind, but instead it says Yotzer Harim Uvarei Ruach, that tells you it is extra. Amar Leis, Reb Chiya Bar Abba said back, done in Divrei Torah, mi Divrei Torah. We can derive, you know, words that are psukim in the Torah, in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, from other words, right? A word in Vayikra, in Tazria, from a word in Bereshis. But it ain't done in Divrei Torah, me Divrei Kabbalah. You can't derive Divrei Torah from the words of the tradition, from the Nevi'im. So we're asking this question, Yotzer Harim Uvorei Ruach is a Pasuk in Amos. So Pasuk in Amos cannot be a source for Gzeira Shava to words in Bereshis. Okay. So that's been one explanation. The idea of Rabbi Meir, why a woman who gives birth to an animal is tameh, is impure, tumas leida, is because the animals are also described as yitzira, like Adam is described as being created through yitzira.
I think like the wolf man, you know, like people.
Yeah, this. Yeah, all those things, mermaids. Now, another possibility. Rabbi Bar Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yochanan, different reason. I knew time of Rabbi Meir. This is the reason Rabbi Meir. Why did Rabbi Meir say that if a woman gives birth to a wild animal, domesticated animal, or a bird, she's impure with the impurity of a bird? Ho'il ve'neihem domos k'shel adam, because their eyes are like human eyes. The black in the eye of the animal is like the black in the eyes of humans. El me'at, if that's the case, a woman who gives birth to a snake, something that looks like a snake, should also be tameh as a birthing mother. Because the snake has a round eye like a person. If you say, yep, yeah, it's true. So listen, nachash, why isn't that mentioned in the Mishnah? Why didn't the Mishnah say snake? So the Gemara says, no, itan nachash, it would have said snake, havamina. The nachash of the pligi rabban aleder be meir to look say be yitzira. Since the nachash is not described with yitziras in Bereshis, with having been formed, with having been created, that's why the chacham disagreed. Avo beim avachaya, but maybe the animals, wild and domesticated, lo pligi the rabbanah don't agree to chsiv be yitzira, because they are described with yitzira. So Gemara says it doesn't make sense to say that. We know that animals don't have the eyes of people. Agabe mumin katanila, back in Bechoros, when we mentioned the different disqualifications of a Bechor that make it unable to be brought as a karban, one of them is eshagalgal eno agol kashal adam, if the circle of his eye is circular like a person. So you see that the eyes of animals are not circular like people. The answer is lokash, it's not a question. Haba'uchma, we're talking about the black within the circle. The black within the eye, in an animal, and in a person, is both circular. Haba'tziria, the other is talking about the socket, where the eye is placed. Where the eye is placed, it's not as circular in animals as it is within people, and if it would be as circular as a person, it would be a blemish. Okay, so we have two answers so far. Why does Rabbi Meir say that a woman who gave birth to what looks like an animal is tamei tumas leida? Either Gzeira Shava, because it says in regards to creating animals, Vayitzer, and it says in regards to creating man, Vayitzer. So So we derive one from the other. Or it's because the animal, the black of the animal eye is circular like the black of the human eye. A third suggestion. Rabbi Yannai Amar, Rabbi Yannai said, I need time to give me this reason of Rabbi Meir. Hol ve'ineyem, hol chos lefneyem, kishel adam. Because the eyes of the behema chai va'ov are in their front like a person. They're in the front of the face, not on the sides. Ask the Gemara, vare ov, that's not true. What about birds? But their eyes are not in the front of the face. Sometimes they're on the sides of the face. The Kamer Meir says a woman who gave birth to a bird, to something which looks like a bird, is also Tzmeya. Amar Abaye said, you're right. The Mishnah doesn't refer to all birds. It only refers to Karya and Kifufa. How do they translate Karya and Kifufa?
Karya and Kifufa.
Oh, what does the Koran say?
Great owls.
So the owls, they have their eyes in the front.
I think these 10 names, with all respect, I think they have one extra L'chaim, Rabbi. Come on, but I don't understand what is this animal and relationship with eyes and these. That just doesn't make sense to me.
So yesterday I got a text from our dear friend Howie Baruch. He said, I'll read it to you. He said that he was watching a video of where all these things are actually being made now. He said, with CRISPR genetic manipulations of embryos, artificial embryo implantation, he's seeing videos of crossbreeding plants with animals. So they're already crossbreeding the plants with the animals. So it can maybe, you know.
But he's saying 2,000 years ago they weren't doing that.
Right. Yeah, but you know, nowadays with the implantations and the embryos and who knows what they're doing to this stuff.
Rashi says that the shriek, these animals shriek at the nighttime and they have faces that resemble and have eyes that in front of their heads.
You can.
So basically now.
So now the Gemara asks, is this so? Uvishar ofos, is it true that if a woman gives birth to some other bird, not one of these owls, lo, she wouldn't be tamei leida? But maybe I'll challenge you, we learned from a brisa. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, nearly divrei Rabbi Meir b'mehem v'chaya. I agree with Rabbi Meir that a woman who gives birth to something which looks like an animal, she has the impurity of birth. Divrei Chacham b'ofos, but if a woman gives birth to something which looks like a bird, I agree with the Chacham, she doesn't have the impurity of leida. So my ofos, what type of birds are we talking about?
What are these arguments in place about the eye? There's so many things that are not like
right.
The one thing that is like
So what? Well, Gemara is going to bring that up. That the fact that there's something like a human eye, there, that could be a reason to say it's a birth. It has something like human. Or maybe the other way. Maybe if it's not fully like a human. Yeah, Gemara is going to bring that up. That it's an argument, that issue. So the Gemara now says, my ofos, so which birds is he agreeing with the Chachamim? If he's referring to the owl birds, so why did he agree with him in regards to the animals? Because they have eyes in their front like a person. Also do have that. Nami, they also have that. Elop shita, so clearly, b'sharofos. He's saying, I agree with the Chachamim and other birds. Echad Rameir Palik b'sharofos. That means Rameir holds that even in other birds, even though they don't have their eyes on their front of their face, they would create the impurity of Leda. Says the Gemara Chisuri Mixura, Vachi Katani. There are things missing in this braisa. This is really the way to read it. Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel says, Nir and Dibri Rabbi Meir. I agree with Rabbi Meir. If a woman gave birth to a domesticated animal or a wild animal, she would have the impurity of birth. The same is true if she gave birth to owls who have eyes in their front. I agree to the sages. If a woman gave birth to other birds, because even Rabbi Meir didn't argue with the sages. Ela b'kaya v'kifufa, only with the different types of owls. Sharofos. But in regards to other birds, Modu Luhu, he agrees to them. The Gatanya, as we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzaduk said, Hama Pelas Mimehem of Achaya, a woman who gives birth to what looks like a domesticated, a wild animal, according to Rabbi Meir, Vlad, it's a child. And the woman has Tumas Leda. It's not in a child. He doesn't have Tumas Leda. But in birds, you have to check. According to what you're checking. Lavly Dibrimir, isn't that according to Rimir? To Amar, Bakai Bikifufa in. With the owls, it's a birth. Shar Ofos lo, but with the other birds, not. So you see, Rimir holds that if a woman gave birth to something that looks like the other birds, she is not Tame Leda. Amar Rav Achbed Rav Yika, lo. No, maybe Tibadak is the Rabbanan. So Amar, maybe they say, Kai Kifufa in. Kai Kifufa, they agreed it's a birth. Shar Ofos lo, but the other birds, it's not a birth. One second. Why would the Chacham say that with the owls it's a birth, whereas animals is not a birth? The answer is because owls not only have eyes in their front, like people, they have cheeks. They have cheeks, high cheekbones, like people. So that gives them the status of a birth. By my name, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiyah asked a question from Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Meir, Damer Behema B'mei Ishav Lad Ma'al Yehu. According to Rabbi Meir, who holds that a woman who gives birth to something which looks like an animal, that's a birth. And therefore, if it was a female, she'd be tummy for 2 weeks. What happens if Kibel Ba via Kiddushin? Her father accepted Kiddushin on behalf of this dog-shaped discharge. Now, is that a marriage? Someone says, what do you mean, is that a marriage? They can't live together. For what difference? We're going to now say that the man who gave her Kiddushin cannot marry her sister. Someone says, 1 second. Her sister, the sister of this tissue that looks like a dog. Remember the Chai, you're going to tell me that this tissue that looks like a dog is going to live? Rav Meir didn't say this. The dogs normally live, but not that this thing lives. This thing can't live. This thing that comes out of a person can't live. Rav Acha bar Yaakov understood that this was not really a practical question. He said, Ad kan ivir Rabbi Meir Rabbi Zer lidei chichuch. Look at how far Rabbi Yirmiyah went to try to get Rabbi Zera to laugh. He wanted Rabbi Zera to laugh. They said, what would be the law if a woman gives birth to a discharge that looks like a dog and someone was makadish it? Because he wants him to laugh. It's like a crazy question. But you know what? Rabbi Zeira would never laugh. Because it says, Asul adam lamali schok pib olam hazeh. Person's not supposed to be too happy in this world. So he was machmir on himself. He never laughed at all. Below gachach. Even for this, he wouldn't laugh. All right. That answers the question, Baruch. The Gemara has a sense of humor.
Wasn't a Breslov.
It wasn't a breast number. That's right. It wasn't a breast number. Kufa, we learned. Amr Rav Yudam Arab. Rav Yudam said the name of Rab. Amr Rav Meir. Rav Meir didn't say this. With a woman who gives birth to an animal, the lahol of amino miskayim. Since these types of things, dogs can live, but not that this tissue in the shape of a dog lives. Kufa, we learned before. Amr Rav Yudam Arab. Right? Amr Rav Meir, lahol of amino miskayim. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifti said, Afan Anami Tnina. We also learned this in a Mishnah that these tissues can't live. We learned Tama Pelas Kamin Behema Chayav Oof. A woman who had a discharge out of her of something which looks like an animal, domestic, wild, or a bird. And then she had a regular child. So this regular child is going to be the Bechor to get the double portion, but there is no need to redeem him. Dear Rabbi Meir, that's the view of Rabbi Meir. Chacham say, the first child is not even considered a child at all, because it looked like an animal. It's only considered a birth once what came out has the shape of a person. So since the first child had the shape of a dog, that was nothing at all. So the second one is a full-fledged Bechor, even needs Pidyon Haben. Next, Hamapela Sandal, a woman who gives birth to a child who got crushed inside the womb and his face looks like a sandal. So there's no defined features. It's all flat. Oh, Shilya. She gave birth just to the afterbirth. Oh, Shvir Merukam. She gave birth to the skin of a fetus, but you don't really see the shape of a child there. Or Yotzei Mechutach. The pieces of the child came out piece by piece. Then Abba Achra, the child afterwards, is Bechor L'Nachla. He's the first one to get the double portion. V'ena Bechor L'Koin, but there's no need to redeem him. Now, Yisak Adai Tzuch L'Chai, if you're going to tell me that tissue in the shape of a dog can live, Abba Achra V'Bechor L'Nachla Mi'avi. Why would the second child be the Bechor for Nachla? Why would he get a double portion? He's not the firstborn, he's the secondborn. Must be that the first one doesn't live. Amar Rav, Rav said, no, lo'olam d'chai, maybe tissue in the shape of a dog that comes out of a woman can live. But even so, for Bechor L'Nachla, the second one, who's in the shape of a person, the first to be in the shape of a person is the one who's going to be the Bechor for the inheritance of the double portion, Mishani Hasam. Amar Kar, because the Pasuk says about the Bechor L'Nachla, ki hu reishis ono, he's the first of his strength. That tells you, Misha libo dava alav. What is considered a firstborn, a person who the heart would pain if something were to happen to him. Yatzazet, to exclude the tissue in the shape of a dog, shein libo dava alav, where the heart isn't in pain if chas v'shalom something were to happen to that tissue. By minei Rav Ada bar Ahava me'abai. Rav Ada bar Ahava asked the question to Abai. Lir b'meir, according to b'meir, damar b'meir b'meir isha v'lad ma'al yuhu, that a dog coming out of the womb of a woman is a child. Now, what about the following? The other way. What happens if a dog gives birth to a person? Is that a dog or is that a person? So what would be the difference? Let's say you had a cow that gave birth to a person. Could you eat this person, the child of the cow? Does he have the status of a cow? Or does he have the status of a person? Do you look at what he looks like? Or do you look at where he came from? So the Gemara says, "Atif shalem yehadir Rabbi Yochanan." Why don't you resolve from what Rabbi Yochanan said? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hashochet es beim, a man who slaughters an animal, umatzah bat musyona, and he finds inside the womb of the animal a fetus that looks like a bird, a pigeon. So even though a pigeon normally is permitted, this is asura b'achila. This is prohibited because it doesn't look like the mother. So okay, then a person inside the womb of a cow is also not looking like the mother. Should be prohibited." Mara says, "Hachi Asha, what's the comparison? Hasam lo prasosika. When you have a mother being a cow and the child being a pigeon, you don't have split hooves. Lo parsika, you don't have any hoof down there. Hachani de prasos leka. Here you may not have split hooves, but parsamia ika. But you do have a heel. You do have something that looks like legs. So maybe since it looks similar to an animal, maybe it is an animal. Maybe you'd be allowed to eat this person." Okay, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah disagreed with Rabbi Meir. Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Meir. Chacham say, if a woman gives birth to tissue that looks like an animal, it's not a child. Chacham om kel she'in bo v'lad, it's not a child. Am Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba marav, Rabbi Yirmi bar Abba is the name of Rab. Hakol modim, everybody agrees. Gufo tayish. Let's say the body is like a goat. Upanav ka'adam. And the face is like a person. Sort of like a mermaid. That is certainly Adam. That's a person. And certainly there's Tumas Leda. What happens the other way? Kufo Adam. The body of this fetus is a human body. But Panav Tayish. But the face is the face of a goat. That's Veloklum. That everybody agrees is we follow the face. That's an animal. And therefore, she's not Tamei Leda. Lo Nechleku, where's the argument? Ela Shepan of Adam, the face is a human face. But V'nivra ba'ayin achas kibehema. But in one eye, it's like an animal. So Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, since it's mostly a human face, Mitzuras Adam, it's a person. Chacham Omrim, and this is Rabbi Yirmi's explanation, Chachamim hold. Only if called Tzuras Adam, if it's entirely the shape of a human face, would it be a person? Otherwise, it's an animal. So that's sort of what Fred was bringing up. That according to Rabbi Yirmiya, the argument between, everybody agrees that what matters is the face. And according to Rabbi Yirmiya, the argument between Rabbi Meir and the Chacham is, does all of the face have to be a person? Or even most of the face being a person? Which you can understand. Amar lo Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba, but Ibchatanya, we don't do the Brisa the exact opposite. Reb Meir Omer Meir says, Kol Tsuras. If any part of the face is human, it's human. V'chachamim Omrim Mitzuras. Half of the face would have to be human. They didn't say all of the face. I'm loose. He said, listen, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Itanya Tanya. If that's what your teacher taught you, so accept that. But what I had learned was a little bit different. Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba. Amr Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yirmiyah bar Abba is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. A woman who gives birth to a child, that part of his face is a human face, part is not. His mother is not tamei as having given birth to a child, only if the meitzach, the forehead, gvinim, the eyelashes, enayim, the eyes, listos, the cheeks, gabos hazakan, and the chin, achikulam ke'echa, they all have to be the same in a human face. Rav Amar, in the name of Chasa, all you need is that one side should be human, meitzach, the forehead, and gvin, one eyelash, ayin, one eye, lesses, one cheek, v'gabo sazakan, and half of the chin. Achyukulan ka'achas, if all of them are human, that's already a human, then therefore the mother is tamilei. The v'loplik, it's not an argument. Ha'kamadam, this is according to the opinion. Called suras, the entire face has to be human-like. And ha'kamadam, the other one is like the opinion, mitzuras, some of the face has to be human-like. Meisri, I'll challenge you. We looked in a brisa, tsuras panim sha'amru, and the chacham said it has to have a human face for it, for the mother to have to masleda. Afilu, even if it's only parts of echad, it's only one limb, mina partsufin, from the human limbs. In other words, one eye is human, one cheek is human. What's mina ozen, except if the part that's human is the ear, the meimra. So that seems to imply from this brisa, you don't need the whole face. But the michad namisagi, it's enough even if just one little limb in the face is human. That's against what Rav said in the name of Chasa. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Kitanyahi, this brisa is not saying if there's one human limb in the face, it's a child. La'akev Tanya, saying like this, that even if one limb is not human, it's not considered a birth. Except for the ear. If the ear is what's not human, it still would be considered a birth. We command Amar, this is according to the view that the Chachamim hold, you need kol tsuras, the entirety of the face has to be human. We buy the same material like Ketel Olam command Amar. Really, it's like the opinion that says mitsuras from the face. What does it mean? That one limb? It doesn't mean you only can have one limb, but all you need is echad of echad. In other words, one of any two, right? One eye, one cheek, one chin, one half the chin. In other words, a full half of the face. Okay, we'll continue. Be'ezrat Hashem tomorrow on Shabbos from Amar Rava.